Good morning to you too, and it is August the 3rd, 2014, in the city of Los Angeles, in the Lucy Coleman studio, in the state of California, in the United States of America, on the good planet Earth. It's overcast in Los Angeles this morning, but good morning to you. John Legend in the background from his album, Evolver. We're evolving. We're becoming something that we never thought that we could become. But good morning to you. Thank you for joining me for the webcast today. This morning I have a very special guest in the Lucy Coleman studio on this Sunday morning. And you guys know what I used to do on Sunday mornings. On Sunday mornings I used to be preparing to do a sermon. But listen, we have to live out our sermons. I have in the studio with me Nick Rutherford. Young man, and I'm going to fade the music out and so that we can have all of our time with Nicholas as we go through this. Hey, Nick, how you doing this morning?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing fine. On this wonderful Sunday morning. Overcast, I'm glad, because it's been kind of warm. Nick, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20 years old? My goodness, you're younger than I thought. I thought that you were older than that. Oh my gosh. Now, in the eyes of many, Nicholas, they would view you as a child. What would you tell them?
Well, that's funny.
In other words, if they gave you the opportunity to hold on to adolescence and to childhood, mm-hmm. how would you respond to that?
Well,
because you're at an age now, I think, where you're like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon now. How long have you known me?
Well, it's been going on a year and 2 months.
Wow, that long?
Yeah, it's been that long too, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No wonder I be slapping you out of my life when you come around. See, people, you get tired of these youngsters sometimes because, see, these youngsters can pressure you.
They can give you life too.
This is true too, because if I didn't have a mentoring interaction with you, I'm going to tell you, Nick, I would probably be dead. So you do stimulate me to continuously do the right thing. What's the most difficult thing that's going on in your life right now? If you could share with people out there that want to know what a 20-year-old African-American male in the heart of South Central Los Angeles, right out of the streets of the city, mm-hmm. what is the most pressing thing on your heart right now? What is the thing? And I'm going to ask you to leave that phone alone mm-hmm. because you're doing a webcast. See, folks, what they do is they're a part of a generation that got to be tweaking and twittering and answering everything like that. So come on, man. Priority number one, we're going to handle it that way. As we look at, because I was talking about that, and I want to do it again, and I want to come back to this. Let me do this. Yes, we're talking about the fight goes on, because there's a fight that has to go on. What is this fight about? What are you fighting for? What are you trying to do?
Well,
because a lot of people think that all you guys want to do is just don't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You got any people that you got to care for, or what?
Yeah, I have my daughter, she's 11 months. Her birthday is this month, as a matter of fact. She will be 1 year old this month.
That little thing walking around like I saw the other day?
Yeah. She will be 1 year old to August the 18th. And that's kind of what I'm struggling, fighting with right now. You know, it's just getting to be able to be around her, to teach her, you know, because out here in this world, it's not right, man. The fight goes on.
Yeah, yeah.
On this planet, you know, it's like you can't live. You can't have no regrets and say you live.
Okay,
you
know? So what is the fight? What does the fight involve? What is involved in you guys?
It's not physical. It's not physical. Okay, it's not so physical. It's mental. It's a mental fight. You know, it's a fighting to be a man. Fighting to.
Do you see your way? Do you see your way through the jungle, through the forest, or do you get lost in it sometimes?
I get lost.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like an old man walking through the forest with a torch in my hand, Nick. Huh. And I'm saying, hey, guys.
Yeah. And see, you're at the finish line.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking for you.
I'm
in that jungle trying to find that man with the torch that they told me who was going to be there at the end.
Right. Right. Has has our society, I mean, you know, with all of the police brutality against your generation, with mm-hmm. all of the people saying that you guys aren't going to be contributors to the society, do these things kind of get on your mind and hold you back? Do they press you down?
I mean, it's a big, big weight. Seeing as that I'm a Libra, I have scales.
Okay.
So, literally, with me, it's you put one piece of pressure on one weight, and the other one doesn't have it, so... Mm-hmm. I'm like this.
All right, then. So you're trying to get the balance of that.
Trying to get a balance of it. If I had another pressure weight mm-hmm. to yeah. sit me down.
To balance me down,
yeah.
To balance it out.
That's what I use. Those are my methods, you know?
Yeah.
Just not only with life and source like that. I
want you to explain to me and to the listening audience, because a lot of them out there, they got money, they got jobs, mm-hmm. they got family, they got security. They listen to me just on a humbug. They just say, well, what the hell is John talking about now? Yeah. What's he going to try to push my way? What would you say could be, let me ask the question right and so that you can answer it succinctly. What is the number one obstacle that is in your way to keep you from seeing the torch at the end of the forest? What is the number one obstacle? If you could move it.
If I can move it.
If what would it be to make your way work? You've been knowing me for well over a year. I've been watching you go through ups and downs, through all of the mega loopholes in the matrix, mm-hmm. the matrix of this life, and you always come up on your feet. But now what are you feeling in your gut? And wait a minute, let's talk about this, because ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Unbeknown to you guys that listening to me, I don't take care of these guys. I don't take care of you, do I?
Mm-mm,
I don't, no, not at all. All I do is I am a conduit. And some of you brothers out there, you need to go to my Facebook website. You need to go to my Facebook and you need to check out my Facebook, because I have a picture on there that says, boys will be boys till someone teaches them to be more. And that's what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to say, okay, there's a life out there. Man, if you're 20 years old, and if I'm 70, you got at least 60 more to do, bro.
Mm-hmm.
60 more birthdays, 60 more months of paychecks, 60 more years of being with a woman like I did, losing the woman or letting the woman walk off from you. What would you do if your woman walked off and left you? How would you respond to that? Let me ask a 20-year-old how he would face that. What if you woke up the next morning and basically she told you that, now here's one of my proteges in New York City, and he just texted me and said, at the zoo right now with his daughter. And you have to know who this guy is to understand this guy. Another protege, when he was your age,
mm-hmm.
He was here in Los Angeles. He was attending UCLA with my daughters. He's a Mexican fella. He is now in New York City. He's a teacher in junior high school, married a black gal. They got a beautiful daughter. And it's her, and he was basically, I won't give his name, basically he was in the streets, sleeping with everybody and doing all that stuff. And then it hit him. One day he called me at tears. And he said, I see it. I'm going to marry this woman. And I got to take care of my baby. And the baby is his heart. He just looks at his little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts to cry. And he just texts me and said, I'm at the zoo right now. That's where you need to be with your daughter.
Yeah.
Thinking about taking her to the zoo. And watching her eyes get all bright when the elephant walks up near. Mm-hmm. You need to be there to see that for the first time. How's employment looking for you these days? Are people breaking their butts to hire you or what?
Well, no. No one's breaking their butt to hire me. what I'm going through right now with jobs. And I have I had an offer.
Okay,
and
so you have an offer of a job prospect coming up,
and
tomorrow is
the day. As a matter of fact, yeah, tomorrow is the day. I have to give a lady a call, and we're not going to give her name.
Yes,
but I have to give a woman a call, and give her my name.
Yes.
And from there, she's waiting on my call.
Yes.
Because I have sources. I have family members that has directed me.
Right.
Directed us together. They directed her to me, and they directed me to her. Right. So we're supposed to be coming together with this.
Right.
Hopefully, and it makes better, you know.
Over the past year, ladies and gentlemen, I've met some of his family members, and they know me, and they know what I do.
Yeah.
You know, like when they can't find Nicholas, they, mm-hmm. you know, they say, "Hey, old man, have you seen him?"
Yeah,
I've seen him. And so, this is what life is about. Those of you that's been listening to me, you're talking about how you can help people in your community. It's not always a handout with money, is it?
It's not. It's Sometimes not. It's not.
It's an hour of sitting down and just talking, huh?
Yeah, because coming from someone like me, you know, I recently just my dad is he's been out of my life from birth to 5 years. Then he came back when I was 6, and then he stayed till I was 13, left, and then came back for 1 year. And I was 18. Then me and my dad, we had just got that bond when I was 18 years old. I really wasn't kind of feeling them because of the abuse and the kind of problems I was having in my childhood.
Yeah.
Which kind of affected me later on in life. Like what I'm facing now is to let my childhood go and move forward, you know, because that's a big influence. You know, you might not know it. You're going through struggles and you're going through trials and tribulations, but it's because of what happened to you. It was just like this photo here says, boys will be boys until someone comes
right
and teaches them to be otherwise.
Right.
My dad tried to teach me otherwise at a very older age. I was 18 years old, and
it didn't work because he didn't develop or form that relationship with you
it was a process. It was a process, and he was trying to go through the process.
It takes time.
He got snatched up.
Yeah.
And from there, he disappeared on me again.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm back to, you know, just
one. You see what? See, ladies and gentlemen, it's about consistency. Now, you have to realize that if a man in your community is not using consistent behavior in the life of another young man, and this and Nicholas, it hasn't always been easy between me and you, has it?
No, it hasn't
always been easy. Man, we've gotten in each other's face.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh, man, we just do that.
But we back here again. And because, look at you as a father, man.
Because, now wait a minute, you are a father figure. This man wrote me, he said he's at the zoo right now. See, because I told him, thanks, he's been a great influence in my life. And, man, it's just great to have young men talk to me on these things like Facebook and all that kind of stuff. I really like that. Let me see what other people are saying here. Everybody's okay. There's him, and then I got Choice Skinner and Garcia came across, and so I got Choice and I got Garcia. This in Texas responding. Everybody's responding to my new Facebook picture. If you guys want to find me on Facebook, and let me tell you right now, I don't befriend everyone on Facebook. But if you go to John Coleman on Facebook, you will be able to see how I look. But I don't befriend everyone, because that's where I made a mistake the last time. I had over 200, 300 people on my Facebook, and I got tired of it because it was too much of my business out there. As a man, tell me what you think at 20 years old. Do you think it important to tell everybody your business, or do you think it only important to tell your business to a selected group of people that are for your benefit? Tell me how you feel about that.
Well, I mean,
I know it keeps you occupied when your mind doesn't have anything else to do, but I'm talking about important stuff. All right, now listen to this, and I never counsel you like this. If things are not going good in your life, do you think that important to share with everybody out there? And why? Now think like a man. If things in your life aren't going completely positive, do you think it important to share with everybody?
In a way, talk to me.
Go ahead.
Yeah. In a way, you will want people to know the truth.
Okay.
Because in all nationality, we're going through trials and tribulations.
Okay.
So, me as an individual person, I will want to know the world to know, so that when they come across the encounters of trials and tribulations, they would know how to. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is basic instructions before leaving this earth.
Okay.
So it's an instruction, basically. Me telling my problems is a way out.
Yes.
Is a way to bypass it, you know, to keep following through to it. Even if you're getting tackled down.
Yes.
Scratched up, shot up.
Yes.
You still want to move forward, though. You still want to move forward. It is almost, you have to in this world.
Mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
If you do not push forward, you will not succeed. You will not know the path. You will not know your own path.
And I see the difference between my generation and your generation, Nick, because I'm going to tell you, man, my generation, we wouldn't let anybody know anything about practically anything, but your generation shares that. Oh, there's the guy right there. That's Choy Skinner, and he was one of my proteges years ago. He was he attended the church that I pastored, and now Choy says he has an actors group workshop, and that's what he does. Is he works with these guys, and they get movie parts and everything. Somebody's eating well. That's my buddy in Chicago, and so yeah, okay. This is somebody I know here. Oh man, I'm telling you. But anyhow, all right, let's so you're looking forward to a post job interview tomorrow.
Yes.
And how many days labor will that give you? Do you have any idea? How many days will you be working? When an event comes up, of course.
Yeah, of course, when an event comes, I'm going to be a security guard for the events.
Okay.
But right now, they told me it's labor work.
Yeah.
Working on the building that the performance is going to be held.
Right. You're going to be like a construction guy for events. Oh, okay, the traveling with these events all over the LA area, and that's good. That's a start, Nick. That's a start. Listen, don't look at the amount of money. What I want you to do is I want you to get used to making your own money.
Yes,
and then you have money in your pocket, and then it'll make you feel like a man.
Yes.
See what I mean? It causes you to feel like a man and no longer like a child because it's your money. See what I mean? It's your money. And then what happens is when you make your money, you will spend your money the way you want to spend your money and don't spend it all up because you got to, like I said, you got to take care of that girl. You know how many years you got to take care of that girl, man?
Of course.
Uh-huh. At least 21, 22. And then after that, because when they get grown, you still want to be, you don't want to be like, and God bless your dad and everything, but you don't want to be like your dad was to you. You don't want to be that.
Mm-mm.
Now, here comes one of these touchy questions.
Okay.
Because I always ask touchy questions of black men. Your woman doesn't feel exactly the way that you feel, does she?
Right now, no, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. Now, and how does that make you feel whenever the twain shall meet? How does that make you feel when... Because, ladies and gentlemen, I got to share with you what this young man said to me a few days ago. We were passing each other in the hallway or something, and he said, it is dawned upon me that I have to kill adolescence. What did you mean by that?
Well, the things that I used to, the things that I'm used to doing is opposed to arguments and confrontations. Me killing adolescence is me killing that evil spirit. Me killing my old ways.
Mm.
In a way, you know, in an argument, I don't know how to take it. I don't know how to deal with it. You know, I deal with it with anger, and I deal with it just how the person that I'm arguing with, you know, how they're dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anger and anger, anger, anger does not equal
right.
success. It doesn't. It doesn't. And I, at a point in time, just like a couple of days ago, I was opening up my eyes. You know, I was reading this book. It's a very lovely book that you provided for me.
Friends, Lovers, and Soulmates. Yes, by the Tomlinsons.
Yes.
Darlene and Darrell, I think.
And I thank God. First, I thank God for you.
Yeah.
And then I thank you for providing me to that book. Because that it all went together.
Yeah, it just opened up your eyes.
Yeah, it was like up there,
Then
down here, then mm-hmm. me, you know. And it touched my heart.
Yes.
That is real. Your heart can be touched. Every feeling in your body, you have to acknowledge it. You have to notice it.
Yes.
Because those are feelings. Those are some emotions. Those are either a good angel talking to you, touching you, a bad angel talking to you, touching you. It means something. Something means something. And the struggle is really real.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? This struggle is not going to be a quick fix. See, a lot of people think, Nick, that they can get with you and in 2 weeks you go through like a rehab thing and you're done. No, life takes time.
Yeah.
Life takes time, man. You know,
I'm a victim.
It takes 24 hours for this earth to make one revolution. Now, you may want that sucker to spin up, but mm-hmm. it ain't going to do it.
Period.
You know, it's going to move slow and it's going to rotate on its axis and you have to travel with it. So when dropping off adolescence and coming into adulthood, you are floating with the rotation and you are figuring out what to do as you float through the rotation. Nice. That is where a man can help you when you can do things like that. Oh, yes, yeah. yes. Okay, this man responded and he said that he likes my photo. He says that I'm looking cool. Okay, that's okay. You know, I'm not gonna lie about it. I kind of like the photo myself. I mean, ooh.
Yeah.
But you see,
I have a message for those out there who are going through the struggle.
Yeah.
It's okay. And really? At the end of the day, you have to thank God for your struggle. Thank God for your worst times.
Ooh.
Because he's the reason. It's a wake up call. It's just this morning. I don't know if I was just laying in that bed all night or I was just, because I could not sleep. I'm uncomfortable when I'm not providing. I'm uncomfortable when I'm not working.
Right.
You know, I wake up the crack of dawn.
Right.
Before the roosters.
Right.
You know, I'm still up when the crickets go to sleep.
Right.
I'm still up.
Right.
Making that sound. That's me making that noise.
Right.
Because becoming a man is big, man. Becoming a man is very big. It's a big, important step in your life. And as soon as you become that man, as soon as you push forward, program yourself to never look back, never turn back.
Right.
I'm unemployed and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
I'm making no money and I can't sleep.
Brother,
I can't
eat. See?
And I won't until.
See, I told you it was going to be like that. And now, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know some of you that know me. I know you. You say, oh, John, that's all right. You got his stomach full of food. You got it.
Shit.
Do I have your...
Excuse my French, but you're on your own.
Yeah,
you can only so much provide for a man.
Say it, man.
There's only so much you can provide for a man.
Right.
Because a man is not even uphold to provide. The man is going to want to provide. I want to provide for everyone. I want to provide for John.
Right.
I want to provide for this person. I want to provide for Camry. I want to be, that's the man's job,
and
to provide everything around him.
And ladies and gentlemen, I've watched this young man come into that, because when he first met me a year and a half ago, he was nothing like that. I tried to talk with him and he just look at me and blow some smoke in my face and take off. See, I'm telling you, man. People, listen to me out there. You people out there, especially you church folk, because see, it's Sunday morning. I see you right now. Y'all dressed up in your little two-piece suit and everything, and you go in there singing your praises unto God and everything. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below.
Yes.
Praise him, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Now, hallelujah for all that, but what are you doing? Are you taking the mandate and making it happen in their lives? Well, Nicholas, I'm telling you, we don't have to talk all day. I think this little 30-minute webcast is real good. I hope to get your brother to step on in here later on today or maybe sometime tomorrow where we can do this, because I am going to be praying. As a matter of fact, I already prayed this morning that God would open up the floodgates and bless you with that job. And
Thank
get you,
you
on your feet. and things like that, because prayer is very important. When I talk,
prayer changes things.
Yeah, prayer changes.
Trust me, not just one prayer. Prayers. Yeah, you have to pray, man. Pray, pray. There is someone out there. There is someone out there. His name is Jesus Christ, and his Father is God, and they are both.
Yes.
They are both here.
And if you give up on that idea, where do you think that's going to take you? That's going to take you to a ground level pit destruction, because you're going to become more inwardly angry.
Yeah.
And God understands that. This is what God wants. God, because what you did, Nicholas, unbeknown to me and unprompted by me, you just acknowledged God in your life. And once you acknowledge God, that's the only thing that God is asking a person to do. God only asks a person to acknowledge him, and then he...
Trust him.
How does it go in the book of Proverbs? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And you see, man, you know. Because, see, man, that's the only Bible we have, man, is what our forefathers were given. And we have to trust in that God and do it in that way. Well, I'll be praying for you, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Let me see if I can find, if I can go back. No, I can't, because, wait a minute, let me find, because I want to end up with, with John Legend, but I can't find him anymore. So, that's all right. I won't end up with the theme music. Thank you, Nicholas.
Hey, man, it's been an honor, man. It's an honor to sit down with you.
Yeah.
And actually talk, man.
This. Wow.
Hey, it's no scripts. It's no.
No scripts.
No one's getting paid. And, you know, this is real life. We're really out here struggling and we're living.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep believing, man. That's the word for today. Just keep believing.
Just keep on believing. Well, thanks for coming in the studio. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Sunday webcast. I hope you guys have a great day. I have a unique day. I may tell you about it later. Not now. And so I'm excited about my day. I'm excited about my day. I really am. God bless you, folk. And whatever you do, you know the drill. Stay in the Word.